This episode will help you 10x your clients' salon experience. If you don't have quote pads, something that clients fill out before the client goes into the service, you must. It is vital for the client to be able to express their needs and concerns with you. But also on your quote pad, do you know what you need to have written on there? If you are setting intentions for your salon, then this can change everything. Because remember, your salon holds an energetic frequency, the rites of passage. How can we, as the healers, as the therapists, create an experience of a rite of passage with what your clients are going through? And if your salon can be that sacred salon temple for them, watch your salon 10X, and you need to understand that. Welcome to Salon Temple, the revolution in the hair and beauty industry, a space where being banked and creating massive global impact is the new standard. I'm Blythe Langford, and in this podcast, I am going to share with you the exact strategies and insights that helped me transform my 3 salons into 7-figure businesses. If you're ready to step into your power, grow your wealth, and be part of a movement that's changing the game globally, then babe, you're in the right place. So let's get started. This episode will help you 10x your clients' salon experience. I know that you are unique. I know that you want to be an iconic salon owner. So this will really help you set aside from everybody else and bring out your innate gifts and abilities that no other salon owner can create, because this is all about you. This is all about your team, and it's how we can get these out of you and your team so that you can create beautiful ceremonies and rituals in your salon that literally your clients are just like, I want to come back. When can I come back? Nobody else does it like this. This is amazing. So, babe, don't you want that? So let's go. But first of all, I want to share this epic story realization that I had. Okay, I don't know if you do ayahuasca, and if you don't, maybe you should. And if you do, maybe you shouldn't. Whatever. But I was going into a beautiful peyote ceremony, and one of the shamans said to me before the ceremony, Blythe, can you please braid prayers of intentions for protection in my hair before the ceremony? And I was like, yes, I can, but can you please tell me more about what it is that you're talking about? Because I knew exactly what I was doing when I was doing people's hair, but I didn't know that other people knew what I was doing. So I was like, tell me more. And he said, well, you know, hairdressers are actually the healers, and it can be hairdressers, beauty therapists, therapists, people that give their service to other people are healers. And I said, tell me more, please. And he said, before every single war, before every rite of passage, before ceremonies such as marriages, births, deaths, all of the sacred ceremonies, hairdressers and therapists are the ones that prepare every single individual for whatever it is that they're going into. Oh, I got goosebumps. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that you think that. That's what I feel like I've been doing forever. And he's like, yeah, Blythe, that's like what every ancient culture does. Look at the ancient Greeks, look at the Celtics, the Egyptians, the Vikings, all of the Americas had people to prepare them for these sacred rituals and rites of passage. And that's what you are, Blythe. You're a hairdresser. You are one of these really important individuals that helps prepare people for their most special events. How beautiful is that? Because that's what you are. Makes me emotional because I'm really excited that other people are able to step into this version of themselves and remember that they are iconic healers, that they have ancestral wisdom. You and your team have ancestral wisdom within you. So whatever your heritage is, whatever continent you are from, there's no mistake that you are a therapist, a healer, a hairdresser, a beauty therapist in this time. Because you are here to help the people with their next pathway to their life, the life that they really desire. And you're like, oh my gosh, Blythe, that's a lot to take in right now. Holy moly, how do I do it? Fuck. Like, I always knew that there was something about me that was different. Have you said that to yourself before? but I don't know how to harness that and bring that into my client's experience. Well, babe, you're in the right place because guess what? I do, and I'm so excited to share it with you and your team so that you can all step up into the next layer of setting your salon apart from everybody else. So how can you do it in a non-woo-woo way so it's super grounded and not weird or freaky for your clients? Okay, if you don't have quote pads that you are, you know, like, or something that clients fill out before the client goes into the service, you must. You have to create that. It is vital for the client to be able to express their needs and concerns with you. But also on your quote pad, do you know what you need to have written on there? What are you currently challenged with in life that we can create an intention for you, a ceremony for you in your service today? The client will be like, what? Nobody else does this. What's going on? It's like, yeah, we have a beautiful sacred space here that we've created. And we often find that when we do people's hair and they're honest with us about the challenges that they're going through and experiencing in life, that we can set new intentions for them with their hair, with their skin, because we are literally working with the organs of their body. And the client's like, no, you're literally just cutting my hair. It's like, we are cutting away all that is not serving you. We are giving you a complete transformation. Or if you're working with the skin is the largest organ in the body. It has communication with every single organ of the body. So once your clients understand what it is that you are working on with them, not only will they respect you more, but they will actually love their experience so much more, and they will become loyal clients because they know that nobody else is doing this. They know that something in your salon is different and the service that you and your team offer is exceptional, and they want more of it. And so they will say to you things like, okay, I know I need to get my hair done in 2 months. What can I get done in the next month so I can just come back in? This is better than getting a massage. This is better than going and getting Botox. Like, I feel so much better when I leave your salon. That is what you want to create for your clients. And then it's up to you to make up new services that are going to give these clients that experience. And you can be like, bitch, why would I make up services? That's terrible. You're just there to take money from clients. Am I? Or does everybody just want to feel better? And if you've got some medicine inside of you, you and your team and your salon have got beautiful medicine that these clients want that helps them feel better, then you're doing them a disservice by not giving it to them. So create beautiful rituals that are unique to your salon.
Why, they have no idea what our rituals could be.
Really? What do you love doing most? And then how can you enhance them with beautiful smells? How can you get the client involved more? So for example, whether you're in hair, beauty, whatever service industry you are in, once you've got them to fill out their quote pad of the things that they really want done with their hair, body, skin, how they want to feel, what they're currently challenged with, then you can actually design a service around their unique requests. And that might look like if they've got a lot of stress, if they've got a lot of pressure going on, that you invite them to have certain smells that they can smell and choose and have that around them for their service. How would you do that, Blythe? Well, if you're a hairdresser, if you're a beauty therapist, you already know. If you're a spa therapist, you already know. If you are a hairdresser, how you would do that is you incorporate more smells into the service and you allow the clients to choose from different smells. I don't have smells in my salon, Blythe. This is an opportunity for you to buy some, or you can create your own. All you have to do is get a little spray bottle, put some filtered water in there and choose your favorite essential oils and mix them up and have them there for clients to smell. How easy is that? I have them. I use them when I do breath work and all kinds of things. And people are like, this is so amazing. Where can I buy that? I'm like, it's unique for you. I made this one for you because of what you were going through. And people are like, they're like amazed that how profound this experience is. And literally you are taking water, filtered water, and putting some beautiful organic essential oil drops in there that are going to help their needs. And you're like, well, lavender is sort of helps everybody. Yes, but what if you knew that they were going through grief and they'd just gone through something so hard and they really wanted to feel better? Brings up the grief that's still there from losing my dad. And people have that years after, and that might still be resonant in their body for them, and it might be something that you can help them go through and grow through. So then allow them to smell beautiful smells that give them courage and strength. And you can be like, Blythe, where do I get these sacred smells? You can go into your local organic shop and they have a whole thing of them. Or you can go online and find beautiful smells. Oh my gosh, I should be a wholesaler for this. I'm not. But honestly, if you go into your local organic shop, you will find beautiful sacred smells. And then you can mix up your own or you can use theirs as well, just in the water bottle. And so when you have the client at the basin area and you spray this mist of water and the essential oil over them, not only are you putting a beautiful smell over them, but that you're using the element of water as well. Now, water is a beautiful cleansing, obviously. It's a beautiful cleansing element, but water is also used in ceremony to transition and change. So when you are using the water over the client, then it literally helps them transmute what it is they're going through. And if you wanted to 10X this so that the client gets even more out of it, when you are having them at the basin or you've got them lying down and you've got a face mask on or they're about to go in their cold plunge or in a hydrotherapy tank or a salt bath, whatever it is that you're doing, just say to them, I'd really love you to tune into your intention today, what it is that you would like to get out and feel from this service. And then you have them have that thought in their mind so that they can sit with, and then you ask them what you want them to get out of it, how life could be on the other side of this challenge that they're going through. And then they sit with the intention and then you say, I'm just going to spray this beautiful spray over you that helps transmute what it is that you're going through. And you just saying that and them sitting with their intentions and then the essential oils and the water all works together to create this beautiful alchemy. And alchemy is what transmutes whatever it is that they're going through. So you get to be part of the change in their lives. It only takes a few seconds. It can be very, very instant. And it can have such profound effects on your clients. So never underestimate your ability and your client's intentions to transcend what it is that they're going through. Now, I want to get you into the head of your client for a second, because can you imagine if you were doing this or your teams were doing this with every single client that came through? Can you imagine the rapport, the loyalty, the connections that you are creating with your clients by trialing out these beautiful rituals in your salons? Babe, it's like nothing else. It's like what nobody else is doing. I mean, we used to, but my salons aren't open anymore. So take over from me. It was really great. Remember what I said in the previous episodes? We'd have clients coming in because we had the flagship Tony and Guy salon in Sydney Central. And it had like, we had doctors and lawyers and politicians and all of these, you know, judges, all of these people in, because we had Parliament House right near us and all the courtrooms and all of the big high-end plastic surgeons and all of the things. So all of these people would come into our salon and they'd be like, I've got 5 minutes, I need to be out of here. And I'm really sorry, but half of them were the C word, you know. Then we do this beautiful ceremony on them, grab these beautiful smells, give them the beautiful scalp massage. And I'm going to talk to you about the massage as well. The beautiful massage where we imprint beautiful relaxation into their cellular memory and give them this beautiful neck and scalp massage with the beautiful smells, and then put a hot towel over it and just have them lie there where we just take space and hold space for them. And they just have a few seconds to breathe. And then we say, we'll take you back to your chair now. And they'd be like, what? I have to go where? Where am I? What happened? Oh my gosh, what did you guys just do? I feel like a different person. Where am I going? I'm like, we're going over to the chair now because we're going to do your hair because you're in the hairdressers. And they'd say, oh, okay. What was it that you just did back there? What were the products that you wanted to tell me about? Oh, I don't even need to go back to work. I might just stay here. What else can I get done? Oh, okay, cool. Well, that'll take 2 hours. I'm just going to have the afternoon off and go to the movies after work. We're just like, yes. Like, you can create profound change with the people that intimidate you, right? Because I know a lot of your clients actually intimidate you. And we would have apprentices doing this, okay? Apprentices would literally be transforming the energetic frequency of judges and lawyers and politicians and political writers in our salon. So if they can do it, babe, your team can do it too. And this was years ago. This was before COVID when everybody had a great awakening. Everybody's way more awake and open to stuff now. So this is a beautiful invitation. And if you would really love extra support to create your own salon rituals that are unique and then actually have a really simple process to educate your team on that because you don't feel confident in doing it yourself, then babe, this is an invitation to reach out because I would love to support you to create your own rituals. It literally lights my fire to do that. And whilst we're doing that, we can also double your profits in 90 days. That might also help you too. So let's jump on a client call and see if I can support you in that. So this has been a beautiful way to set your clients up, but I also want to help you create a sacred space in your salon. Because if you are setting intentions for your salon, then this can change everything. Because remember, your salon holds an energetic frequency. And if you and your staff are coming into your salon every day, stressed, rushing, bitching about yourselves, about each other, about your partners, about the clients, then your salon has literally absorbed that frequency. And it's a lower vibration where your clients come in and feel that. You might have a mask on where you pretend like everything's okay, but literally what you spoke about an hour ago is still in the presence of the space. So it's really important for you and your team to know how to come into your salon each and every day and create a beautiful, clear space for you, first of all, and your team to be inspired in. And then that inspiration and that energy oozes into your clients where they're inspired, why that energetic frequency is literally living in the walls, in the chairs, in the basin area, in your blankets, in your towels, in everything because you guys have already energized the space. No, this isn't ancient woo-woo bullshit. This is what every single religion and ancient tribe and every one of your ancestors has done, whether they were a service provider or not. Every single ancient culture has done this. So you want to go into your space and if you can have sage or Palo Santo or mugwort or a beautiful burning tool in like a little cup. And like magic, I have one right here. So I just get like a little shell. You can get these from online or the beach, whatever. And then you just like light a little bit of, oh, in here I've got some sage and Palo Santo. So you just light that. And then these are beautiful like leaves that have been used for, you know, with the Egyptians, with the Celts, with lots of cultures. And then you just take that through the salon and the smoke and the fire creates a new frequency and vibration. It cleanses out what's not serving you in that space and allows new energy to be in there. So if you were to go through every day and do that, it's an amazing ritual. And make sure when you're doing it as well that you're setting the intention that you want to clear the energy. So you just have in your space, you have in your body the intention of clearing out the energy, bringing in beautiful, whatever it is that you want to create in your salon, you might want to create a beautiful loving vibe. You might want to create a beautiful temple, a salon temple space for your clients. Having that energetic frequency, having that feeling of love and joy and happiness within you, and you just go through your salon with the smoke and do that. And I know 9 out of 10 of you are going, Blythe, we got smoke alarms. We can't do that shit in a salon. So remember how I told you about the sprays with the water and the beautiful essential oils in there? That's perfect too. Did you know that you can get sage and Palo Santo essential oils? Or maybe it's beautiful peppermint that you like, or maybe you want to put rose in there because rose is the, you know, rose is the expression of love, or you might want to put lavender in there or eucalyptus or whatever is your favorites. Mix them together, play around with it and use different ones and see if the energy changes each day when you are using different ones. Or maybe you want to get your team involved in it as well and have them, you know, see who's in a great mood or who's got beautiful energy that day and if they would like to set the salon up and set the energy for the salon as well. Because then it allows your team to get involved as well, and then it allows them to increase and expand their abilities to set sacred space as well. Because it's really important if you want a holistic temple space within your salon that you get your team involved in it too. And at the start they can be like, this is so woo-woo and weird. But then when they do it, they actually feel really aligned and love it. They're like, this is so cool. Let me do it again, you know. So that might be a really lovely way to do it. And I also want to go back to the rites of passage. So we don't really have them in our culture so much anymore. I mean, if you're religious, then you know there's rites of passage within your religion. But a lot of people don't have these rites of passage anymore. How can we, as the healers, as the therapists, as the hairdressers that are here in modern time, create an experience of a rite of passage with what your clients are going through? What the hell are you talking about, you weirdo? I'm talking about the things that your clients are currently going through. How can you create and make them really stand out as moments in their life that are profound and beautiful? For example, what I'm talking about is they might have gone into a new relationship. They might have ended a relationship. They might be pregnant. They might have a baby. They might have just had a baby. They might have a child that's gone through puberty. These are all areas of rites of passage within people's lives that we just have a conversation with, get over, and it doesn't even mean anything to them. So how can we create beautiful meaning and ceremony around these experiences that they are going through? Because once you do that with your clients, they understand that you care probably more than other people in their lives. They probably will think that you care more than anybody else in their world. And when you and your team do that, they will want to be around your salon's energy. And that's the whole point of this, that they've got a beautiful sacred hub to go to experience more joy, more pleasure, and get more out of life. And if your salon can be that sacred salon temple for them, babe, watch your salon 10X in no time at all. They will speak to their friends. They will speak to their family about you. They will want other people to come and experience you. They will want to give you testimonials. They will be happy to share their experience with other people. And you need to understand that client referrals and organic referrals is worth way more than any marketing that you can do. Because when you have got a client that refers another client, that referral client that comes in is already sold on everything you do. They have literally been told by their bestie to invest all of their money with you. Buy all the products, do all the things, have the weirdo ceremony. I don't even know what they're doing, but it's fucking awesome and I feel amazing. They'd be like, I don't know what I need to do with you, but I need to do everything with you. You're like, okay, all right, let's do all of the things. Do you want to spend the whole day here? Yes, I do. I know that that's going to be amazing. And they are just turned on by your salon experience. And you're just like, what is going on here? What are we? Am I ready for this? This is amazing. Am I going crazy? No, people are falling in love with your brand. And it's what you really desire. So give it a go. And just get ready for what can happen on the other side of this. And you can be like, bye. Oh my God, it's never going to work. Yeah, it won't if you've got that intention. You literally have to change the thoughts in your mind and you have to tune into your body and create it in your salon. And if you struggle with that, I have a program for you. It's double your profits in 90 days. Or it's my 6-month mastermind where we go deep dive into that. But both of these programs will allow you to double your profits and 10X your client experience and create a whole new unique experience. Create a whole new salon temple for yourself. So reach out, book a call. Don't allow this to be another podcast that you listen to and you don't take any action on. This is your invitation. I am so ready for the next container of legend healers that are ready to help themselves, their salons, and their clients get more out of life. And of course, your staff as well, because I help you educate your staff. If you want something that's a done-for-you model, then I have that as well, where I educate your leaders and help you create leaders within your team so that you don't have to do it all yourself, so that you can understand and see what epic leadership is, and I can enroll you and initiate you into that level of leadership as well, because you don't have to do it by yourself anymore, babe. If this episode spoke to your soul, I would love your support with a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And don't forget, please subscribe on your favorite platform too. Don't let your journey end here. Connect with me and my like-minded community of beautiful souls at Blythe Langford on all social platforms. I look forward to diving with you deeper on your journey.